Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. So happy that you took the time to tune in on this evening. So let us start off with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. We humble our hearts, oh God, and we ask for mercy. Lord, we ask that you will lay your hand upon us, oh God. We need a touch from you tonight. Lord, we ask that you will move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Please, my God, stretch forth your mighty hand and touch us, Lord. We need a touch from you tonight. Oh, God, touch our minds and touch our hearts. Lord, move upon us in miraculous ways. Send your anointing, Lord Jesus, and let your anointing abide on us. Let your anointing be upon us, Lord, so that we can do your will. For without you, oh, God, we can do nothing. But, Lord, whatsoever it is that you have us to do, anoint us to do your will, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will bless us on tonight with the blessings that we stand in need of. Oh, Lord God, look on everyone who has tuned into this broadcast. Lord God, touch their hearts, their minds, and their souls, and bless abundantly, Lord. Command the blessing to overtake them right now while we're praying this prayer. And Lord, we ask, God, that you will send your word tonight, that you will minister unto us, Lord, whatsoever we are in need of spiritually and naturally. Lord, speak to our hearts. Speak to our souls, oh God. Speak to our minds. We are here waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Please have your way and let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, we are down here calling on you, Lord. For without you, Lord, we can do nothing. We are just waiting on you, my God. We need you to stop by for just a little while. Lord, somebody's crying. Somebody's in trouble. Somebody is suffering right now and waiting on a breakthrough, waiting on healing and deliverance, Lord. We are asking you, Lord God, to heal and deliver. Lord, save and make everyone whole. In the name of Jesus, not our will, Lord, but let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. Lord, give us strength where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Lord, make us all over. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, we are waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Please, my God, this night, while we're calling on your name, move in our behalf. Move, Lord Jesus. Move, my God. Go into the hospitals. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Save dying souls, Lord. Have mercy, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Remember the backslider tonight. Help the backslider to return unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, go into the prisons and the jails. Oh, God, and stop by there, Lord Jesus. Make your holy visitation. Save somebody's soul, my God. Oh, Lord, stop the hand of death. Give somebody a little more time to repent and to make amends, Lord, to turn from the error of their ways. We know you're able to do all things. There is nothing impossible for you. Nothing is too hard. Oh, Lord God, remember those who are bound up, Lord, and have these habits that they just can't break, have addictions that they're designed to be freed from. Nobody can do it but you, Lord. And we know you have the power. We are asking you, Lord God, to loose them from their bonds, oh God. Help them take away that addiction from them, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord Jesus. The families that have been broken up and scattered abroad because of addictions. We know you're able, Lord, to mend these families back together. You're able to make them whole in the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Lord, be merciful. And bless us during this broadcast. Lord, have your way. Take control. Speak, oh, my God. To the healed, Lord. Even to those who don't know you. Speak to them tonight that they may get to know you, oh, Lord. Those who are designed to be saved, save their souls. In the name of Jesus. We believe you tonight, God. And we are taking you at your word. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your holiness. We give you thanks, oh, Lord. And we lift your name in praise. Oh, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise God. We thank God for prayer. Now this time we're going to give the broadcast into the hands of our host for tonight, Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We are so excited that you decided to spend your Friday night with us. Thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila, Pastor Sheila Hameen. And so Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., was the pastor of Victory Temple, located in Jacksonville, Florida. At this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 14th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. That's the 14th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come back out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 14th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 7th verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title One School, and one is O-N-E. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. Our mailing address, if you'd like to send us postal mail, is P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, our guest call-in number, and if you're clergy and you'd like to have remarks after the word, or you'd like to give a testimony, or you have a song to sing, an encouraging word to speak, call number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Sheila Hameen as the co-host at 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays. And you can go to 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. Also on Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson hosts the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. And Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Gary Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720 1-866-986-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley every night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We, of course, want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list for Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, who lost her brother, the Breeze Spriggs family, Deacon Alexander Jones, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, Todd Johnson, Kenny Huff and the bereaved Huff family, Bishop Byrd and family, Missionary Gracie White and the bereaved White family, Sister Marcia Horsley and the bereaved Horsley family, Titus Edmond Sr., Steve Allen Sr., Evangelist Martha Calbreath and her mother, Gregory Smith, the bereaved Williams Edmond family, Tracy Curry, Dara Marcato, Steve Silts, Evangelist Maybell's cousins, the Parham family, Amore Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the bereaved Anderson family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Elderberry Johnson, and the bereaved Johnson family, Muhammad Hameen and family, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I just want to sing a portion of this song.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For your grace that brought my liberty, I do not know just how he came to love me so. He looked beyond all of my faults and saw my needs. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. So glad he looked beyond all of my faults and saw Monday.
Amen. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Tonight, I thank the Lord for the opening prayer and for the song that was just sung and for the scripture reading. And the Bible said the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Only a fool would talk like that. Because God has hung the moon in the sky, the sun, stars. I tell you, and we are just existing and living because of Christ. Other than that, we wouldn't even be here. So I thank God because he's real today. And I thank God for all of the people of God, all of the radio listeners. We thank you again for tuning in. We are asking for your prayers. We know that God can do anything and everything today. I'm under the weather a little bit, but I'm pressing my way, so I'm desirous of your prayers. But at this time, we are waiting to hear the word of God, and we're looking for a blessing coming from the Lord through the word of God. And we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen, who will bring us the word on today. So let us listen attentively that we may receive a blessing of the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, Evangelist May, for that introduction, and praying for you that you will feel better. Amen. We just thank God for this broadcast and for everyone who tuned in. And there's a song on my heart that I would like to just sing a little portion of, if you will sing along with me. The words are pretty repetitive, but I just thought about how the Lord put this song in my heart years ago, and I just want to sing it tonight. Don't let your love wax cold. Don't let your love wax cold. Do everything you can. Love yourself,
yes,
man. Don't let your love wax cold. Don't let your love wax cold. Don't let your love wax cold. You ought to do everything you can. Love your fellow man. Don't let your love wax cold. One more time. Don't let your love wax cold. Don't let your love wax cold. You ought to do everything you can. Love your fellow man. Don't let your love wax cold. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. It just came back to my mind because we've been talking about the love of God. And again,
yes,
the love of God,
yes,
it just keeps staying on my heart and on my mind. And I believe,
yes,
that we need to talk more about this love of God, because God's love,
yes,
is so great, and so many people should be experiencing the love of God. And I want to help somebody else get to know and experience this great love of God. And at this time, we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. Let us bow our heads for a brief prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Oh, God, we ask that you will send your word on tonight and speak to us, Lord, through your word. Oh, God, we pray right now for healing. We pray, God, for deliverance. We pray, Lord, for everything that is needed to be met through your word. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the scripture, to the book of we're going to start with Acts, the second chapter, verses 36 through 47. And I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And I also have one other scripture, just one verse, St. Matthew 24 and 12. Praise the Lord. And I'll start with Acts, the second chapter, verse 36. And the Bible reads, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 12 reads, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the reading of the scriptures. I thank God because God has been truly showing us his great love, and has started last Friday talking about the love of God. The title was Love is of God, and now we're on part three. Love is of God, and the theme, Lord, perfect our love. Praise the Lord. And as I think on this passage of scripture in the book of Acts, the second chapter, just before the scriptures that I read, going back a little bit to summarize, that is when the disciples, the apostles, and the 120 who were in the upper room, they were there waiting for the promise of the Father. God had given them a promise, and Jesus instructed them to go to Galilee and to meet him there. And he told them that he would pray to the Father, that he would send them another comforter. And so in the second chapter of Acts, it tells us how they were there with one accord in one place, there in the upper room, and they were waiting. And while they were waiting, all of a sudden, a sound came from heaven. And that's when the Holy Ghost came down and sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And now, one thing about God, he doesn't do anything in a corner, but he makes sure that it's done in a manner that everyone can hear about it. And so those who were in Jerusalem at the time, they were from all languages and all around. There were so many that were there. And God chose that day, the day of Pentecost. When that day of Pentecost had fully come, there was a feast there, and there were many people there who could hear and witness with their own eyes the great and mighty works of God, and also experience his love. And so following that, when somebody made mockery saying that they were all drunk from new wine, Apostle Peter, glory be to God, he was strengthened. Amen. He was filled with the Holy Ghost because Jesus prayed for him that his faith fail not. That enemy desired to have him that he may sift him as wheat. But Jesus encouraged Peter and let him know that he had prayed for him and that his faith fell not. And he instructed Peter that when he was converted to strengthen the brethren. Hallelujah. And on that day, Peter was converted, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. And God began to speak through him right then and there, saying these words to the children of Israel, those who had crucified Jesus. In the 36th verse, he said, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Is the love of God being shown to those who had crucified him, those who had ridiculed him, had treated him wrong, doubted him, didn't believe him? And here was God extending his hand of mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Love is of God. And this is a great example of how the love of God was just spread abroad right here at that time. And as Peter began to speak to them. He said to them, now when they heard this, that's when their hearts were pricked in and they broke down and began to ask what they should do. Oh, thank you, Lord. So Peter told them what they needed to do was to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Remission, the cancellation of a debt, charge, or penalty. In other words, forgiveness, pardoning, exoneration. Repent, hallelujah, and be baptized. Glory to God for the forgiveness of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And also, yes, he let them know that this was a promise from God. He said, for the promise is unto you, and not just to them, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So it's not limited to any group of people or any individual. But the love of God is unto us, to our children, all that are far off, and as many as the Lord our God shall call. Hallelujah. God has mercy on whom he will, and he will call whomsoever he wants to call. Praise be to God, because God's love, it reaches far and wide. The love of God was shown and it was displayed here on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah, praise be to God. And not only did Apostle Peter tell them those words, but he began to exhort many other things concerning them. And also he emphasized there was a need here to say, save yourselves in the 40th verse. Yeah. Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Untoward is not going forward, it's going backwards. Save yourself from this backward generation. Save yourself. Put an effort towards saving yourself. If you find that you don't have the love in your heart like you should, then you ought to strive to have that love. Praise be to God. Fast and pray. Deny yourself. Call upon the name of the Lord until you have the love in your heart. Because if you don't love your brother, glory to God, then how can you love God who you have not seen? You see us down here. You can see people. But if you hate them and you don't have love for them, how can you love God if you can't love the people that you see? Someone you haven't even. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. But save yourself. So that means there's something we have to do. We really have to want to be saved, and we have to do something about it. Get concerned about our soul to make sure that we don't end up being lost in the end, that we don't end up letting our love wax cold. Hallelujah. Maybe we started out and we had this love, but if we allow it to, the iniquity that's abounding, all the things that are going on can cause our love to wax cold. As Jesus let us know in St. Matthew 24:12, he said, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That is happening right now. So we really do need to do more for the Lord in the ministry, in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't have time to be talking about anyone or trying to tear down anyone or put somebody down, run down somebody's name, but we need to build up the kingdom of God. Amen. Work to build up the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I remember that message from a while back. One of our pastors preached, amen, Pastor Huff. He preached that message, working to build up the kingdom of God. So we don't have time to be tearing anyone down or anything, praise God, but we need to work on preaching Jesus and him crucified. Amen. Telling people about the promise that is unto them and their children. Amen. Hallelujah. And to those who are afar off and to those whoever the Lord will call. So this is how we can save ourselves. Because they asked the question saying, what shall we do? So Peter gave them what they needed to do. And then after they heard that, they were glad. They received that word gladly. And then they were baptized. And on that same day, that day of Pentecost, there were added unto the church 3,000 souls. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. 3,000 souls were added because of the great love of God. The love of God that was shown at that time, it was so great, so powerful. Thousands of souls were added on that day, but it didn't stop there. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. So they were actively showing love. They were continuing in the teaching and the doctrine. They were continuing in fellowship, breaking of bread, praying. They were doing all of this together. And the Bible says fear came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and everyone that believed were together and had all things common, meaning that they were not selfish. They were not looking out for themselves, but they were looking out for their brother and their sister in Christ. Hallelujah. They were showing the love of God, having all things common. They sold their possessions and goods. Now, you don't have too many people are doing that today. They're not trying to sell their nice car or their house. They're not trying to sell their possessions and their goods and part them with the people of God. They're not doing that. That love is not there like it used to be. Hallelujah. But the love of many has already waxed cold. Glory be to God. Lord knows I don't want my love to wax cold. But this is what the born-again believers, the new converts, they were newly converted, amen. They had been introduced to the Lord Jesus. And after they believed, according to Apostle Peter, he said that if they believed, they would receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. And all those that believed, they were baptized. They were souls added to the church. And they sold their possessions and goods, parted them to all men. No one was left out, as every man had need. Whoever had a need, they sold and they parted it with them. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. You didn't have all the bickering, all the backbiting, all the talking about one another and putting somebody down and railing on somebody. You didn't have that. But they were together. They had all things common. There was the love of God. Hallelujah. There was perfect love. Amen. Praise be to God. So let us strive and save ourselves from this untoward generation. Let us be careful not to let our love wax cold. Amen. They were praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord. It didn't say that they did it. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The Lord is the one who did it. When they showed that love, that great love, and they were happy, they had gladness and singleness of heart, eating together, fellowshipping together, praying together. They were praising God, and God gave them favor with all the people. And then the Lord himself began to add daily to the church. So then we have a large part in drawing souls to Christ. Amen. When we show that love one to another, then the Lord will add to the church. Praise God. But if we do things to drive people away, if we don't have that love, if our love is wax cold, it's going to drive people away. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we are here to tell you that God loves you and his hand is outstretched. He's inviting you to come to him and experience his love. Experience this love of God. Amen. This perfect love. And you'll be so glad that you did, because maybe you thought you've experienced love in your life, but until you experience the love of God, you really don't know love. You don't even know what love is all about until you have felt and experienced the true love of God. Amen. The perfect love of God. So we are yet striving. And so many people, they're missing the mark. You know, they're having respect of persons. You know, they show love to some and not to others. They're doing all kinds of things. Everything is getting in the church except perfect love. They're pushing that out. And all kinds of other things are coming in and taking over. Praise be to God. But be careful not to let your love wax cold, my Lord. Glory to God. I thank God for the word of God. Praise the Lord. And at this time, there may be someone who desire to be saved. And you can be saved. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, amen, he prayed for us, and he gave us a promise that we can have the Holy Ghost, that we can have eternal life. Praise the Lord. It's for us. It's for you. If you feel like no one loves you or cares for you, know this, God loves you, and he cares, and he wants to save you. Praise the Lord. Maybe there's somebody who desire more strength, felt a little weak. Amen. Maybe your faith got a little weak. You need God to strengthen or increase your faith. God is able to do it for you. So we're going to God in prayer. We're going to believe God together. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God has stretched out his hand and offered you the invitation to accept forgiveness of sin. Amen. For you right now to repent and be godly sorry for doing wrong in the sight of God, for sinning against God. Praise the Lord. The preaching that we do, we are preaching Jesus. We are preaching against sin. We are preaching against these things. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want you to know that God hates sin, and he wants to forgive you and take away your sin. He wants to save your soul. Hallelujah. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Praise God. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist May would lead us to the throne of grace. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen and continuing to preach about that love. Glory to God. There may be somebody that needs more love, somebody that don't know Christ, but you want to get to know him. now is your time to yield to God's will, to the will of God. As we pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the word of God coming through Evangelist Amin. Oh, my God, I pray that you would give us that love like we're supposed to have it. Help us, yes. Oh, Lord. We need more love. We need you, Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon the souls, those that are not saved, but they want to be saved. We pray that you touch their hearts right now, that you have mercy on them, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, help them to seek your faith. Help them to turn from their way and give their life to you before it's too late. Help them, oh, Lord, to get in a hurry for their souls. Realize that time is running out. Time is drawing nigh. Be merciful, oh, God. Stout your mighty hand, Lord. Touch right now, Lord, while we're praying. While we're waiting, we can't do nothing without you. We need you to help us. We're waiting on you, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Let your spirit prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Find every evil work, everything that is contrary to your will. Cast it out today. Move it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We're depending on you today. We want you to move in a miraculous way. Prove yourself the more. Say to the uttermost, oh, Lord, help somebody, Lord, to surrender their life, to give themselves unto you. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto the souls of men. Help them today, Lord. Help somebody to repent of their sins. Help somebody to call upon thy name. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word today, and we trust you. We take you at your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for sending your word.
Thank you.
And allowing us another chance to get closer to you, to get more love. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord, for the mercy, for the compassion that you've given unto us. We're not worthy of it, but we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for this opportunity. I pray that you continue to become the speaker of the hour. Continue to sing your word. In your anointing, oh Lord. Let your word reach some soul. Let it penetrate, oh Lord, that some soul might cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Help somebody to break up the stony heart and give their life completely to you. Help them, oh Lord, to turn to you now. Today is the day of salvation. Help them, oh Lord. Help them not to put off and wait till later, but help them, Lord, to seek your face right now. Give them another chance, oh, Lord, to draw nigh unto you. Have mercy today, Lord. Stretch out thy mighty hand. We want you to touch, Lord. Save today. Heal the souls, those who are sick and afflicted, those who are going through great tests and trials, those who are going chemo. We know you're able to heal. We know you're able to deliver them, Lord. Have mercy today. Be merciful, oh, Lord. Spare their lives, oh, Lord. Give them another chance to call upon your name and to seek your face and to get in a hurry for their souls. Help them today, oh, Lord. We pray that you look on every soul that is listed on all of the prayer lists. You know all of them name by name and one by one. We pray that you will touch and deliver them. Oh, my God, give them a testimony that thy name may be glorified. Oh, my God, we thank you. We exalt your name. We give your name praise, and we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the praise reports. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for how you blessed us. We are not worthy of it, but we thank you, Lord. We praise your name, Jesus. Help us, oh Lord, to continue to lift you up, to tell of your goodness. Help us today, Lord. Oh, my God, let your name be glorified. Oh, my God, we thank you right now. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord.
Thank you
for how you made a way. Thank you for opening up a door. We thank you today, Lord. You knew what we had need of, and you blessed and made a way for us. I thank you today, Lord. You, oh, Lord, thank you for how you bless your servants. Thank you today, Lord. Continue to bless us. We need you to fight for us. We need you, oh, Lord. We pray that you'll go into the courtroom, fight the battle, oh, Lord. We know you're able, oh, Lord. Go into the hospital. Heal the sick, oh, Lord. Deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on the bereaved families. Continue to comfort them and lift the burdens of their heart. Strengthen them the more, oh, Lord. We know you're able, and we thank you for all things. And we give our holy name praise. Oh, my God, this prayer we pray, oh, Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, talking about love is of God. Lord, perfect our love. Part 3. And she sang that song, Don't Let Your Love Wax Cold, to the iniquity has abounded. And as the Bible declares, the love of many, it has waxed cold. And there,
yeah,
there are people there hating without a cause. And I remember, I believe it was Evangelist Maybell that gave an analogy of a candle. And when the wax on that candle, when it's hot, it's fluid. It moves. It expands.
Yeah.
It spreads, just like love.
Yeah.
But when it gets cold, it's hard. You can't mold it anymore. You can only break it. You can't move it around. It gets stuck. It gets messy when it's cold. And that's how it is when love is cold, when love waxes cold. It's messy. But we ought not to be like that. We ought to be, our love should be fluid. It should spread abroad.
Yeah.
I thank God for the word of God. You know, I'm enjoying this trilogy now. That it's been a three-part message. It's a trilogy. But I've enjoyed it. I'm enjoying it. Thank God for all things. Evangelist, I'm going to keep on preaching the word of God. If any clergy on the line, you too, Evangelist Maybell, if you'd like to have remarks now, you may do so at this time.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God. Thank the Lord for those exhortations coming through Evangelist Khadijah. And I praise God for the word of God that came to Evangelist Hameen. I tell you, that word is right on time. You know, God knows all about it. He knows what's what. He knows when to send the word of God. And this is not, couldn't be a greater time for that message, that type of message. God perfecting our love. We need God to perfect it. Because I tell you, that's the only way we're going to make it. We got to have it. There's no in between. You're either going to have it or not have it. And I thank the Lord, and we can always, even if we had love, we can always get more. We can always add to it.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for this opportunity to add to the love of God, because God has been good to us, and he brought us from a long ways, and we have no need to rail on our brother and our sister. You know, we all going to be tested. Will you be able to stand your test? Glory to God. Will you continue to love in the midst of your temptation, in the midst of your trial? because surely, as you name the name of Christ, you will be tried.
Amen.
So I just thank the Lord for the word of God and how that the apostles preached the word of God and how that they had all things common. Nobody said, well, this is my land or this is my money. I gave this amount. I gave more than you. None of them did that. They distributed as was needed. And I tell you, that had to be the love of God, to give up your land, your houses, your money, and distribute it to those who were in need. And that's what we have to do sometimes. Sometimes we have to give up some of the things that we have. We have these worldly goods, and I tell you, you see your brother or sister in need, sometimes you got to deny yourself.
Amen.
And help your brother. Help your sister.
Yes.
Help them that are in need, especially they that are of the household of faith, for who will go out there and they'll give to their unsaved family members. They are not of the household of faith, but they'll give to them and do for them first before they even do for the saints of God. The ones that's praying and fasting and waiting on God for your deliverance, for God to save you. But I tell you, that's not the love of God. We got to have it like the Bible says. And I just enjoyed the word of God. I'm so glad to hear this word of God again concerning that love. Famous Hameen, continue to preach the word of God. I enjoyed it, and I am praying for you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I apologize. Thank God for all. There are no more ministers even that would like to give remarks or turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Thank God for Evangelist May.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful remarks and also for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May. Also the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Khadijah, and thank God for her hosting the show on tonight.
Amen.
Just thank God, because God is a good God, and I tell you, the love of God is so important. I am just so glad for the love of God. And as I think on it, you know, with God's love, there's no lack of love. Amen. There's no shortage of love. Love grows. So we have that love, you know, let that love continue to grow. Don't let it just wax cold. Like it was given about the wax, when it's heated, it just flows. You know, it's not stagnant. It's on the move. It moves around.
Amen.
But something that's wax cold, it doesn't go anywhere. It's stagnant.
Amen.
It just dwindles up. It disappears. Praise God. But I just thank the Lord for his love. And I want to encourage everyone, take the word of God in and just know that God truly does love you. He has so much love that he has enough love for the whole entire world, for everyone in the world. And his love is great.
Amen.
Lord. Praise the Lord. And so at this, we don't have any more. Anything else that we need to announce or bring out before we close? If not,
I'm looking forward to Lord's will. I'm looking forward to the service on Sunday. We have a soul. They want to be there Sunday.
Oh, God.
They said they need to get back in church.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I tell you, the doors is open, and I'm looking forward to the Lord blessing.
Yeah.
So I'm asking y'all to pray for me. I would that y'all could come and be with us.
I would love that.
And Brother Allen, he wrote up something so he could tell his testimony. And he's waiting to tell that.
Yes, thank you.
The Lord is good. He's blessed.
Amen. Glad to hear it.
Yes. Amen.
I'm all excited now. I want to come with
that. Yes. Yes.
That's beautiful. That's a blessing. Well, we're praying for the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, praying for you, Evangelist.
Yes.
And we believe
yes.
God. You know, we believe
Amen.
God.
So
God is real. Be encouraged. Keep on
Amen.
Laboring.
And I thank the Lord. I'm sorry. I meant to mention the Lord blessed and made a way. I tell you. I didn't know what I was going to do or how I was going to be able to make it, but the Lord blessed and put $1,000 in my hand.
Glory
be
to God. I'm
telling you, God is good.
Yes,
he's an on-time God.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm telling you, God is good, and it was something that we needed for the church. And
okay.
I tell you, God has made a way that we could get it.
Thank you.
Thankful. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And we did. We had Evangelist Jones. We had Evangelist Jones there Sunday. She came and preached. And she preached about that love also.
Glory to God.
She preached love is kind. That was her topic.
Thank you,
Jesus. I tell you. I got stirred up from that.
Yeah.
We want everyone to continue in prayer and keep praying for us. God bless you, Vince.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God. Thank God for you. And I'm just happy to hear how
Amen.
God is blessing and how he's moving. It's a blessing.
Yes.
So we thank the Lord. Then, Khadija, do you have anything additional?
No, not at this time.
Okay. All right. And so if not, I just want to make mention before we close out. I thank God for the youth from last month. We had the Youth Empowerment Month.
Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I thank God for all the youth who participated. And what I'm going to do, if the Lord's will, I'm going to get something together, and I'm going to send it to all of those who participated, just a little token of thanks and to encourage them. Amen.
Yes.
And so I just want to let them know that we are yet thinking of them and praying for them. So let us keep everyone in prayer. Let's pray one for another and for those who are on our prayer list. At this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. We look forward to you joining us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Praise the Lord. And until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord and don't let your love wax cold. May God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Good night.